I'm just letting you know that right now. So once again, to all of our mothers that are in here, God bless you. God keep you. This is our prayer. Amen. Amen. Well, at this moment in time, you can go ahead and take your seats. We're going to go ahead and continue this time of worship and praise with our time of worship and giving. I believe giving is such a wonderful thing, and I believe that it's such a necessary thing for the people of God to do, not only in our worship and our praise, but also in the support of the ministry. We are getting ready to go into our summer months, and the vision has not changed. The vision has not changed. We still want to feed the hungry, clothe the naked. We want to visit the widows, the jailhouses, and the prisons. And I always believe that the place that you get fed from is what you should sow into. Amen. The place that you get fed from is what you should sow into. And so let's go ahead and put those reasons on the board just in case you forgot. Just in case you forgot. Because one of the things that we don't want to fall into, especially as we go into our summer months, is to point to someone else and say, they got it. No, they don't have it. We all are in this together. Amen. And that is including our visitors as well. And so if you are under the impression that churches are not good to give to, I can't speak for every church, but I know about this one. I know about this one, and I know that we've been in this community, both in Maitland as well as in Winter Park and Castleberry, that we've been here for almost 9 years. Lord have mercy. Y'all been beating me up for 9 long years. But I take a licking and keep on ticking because I love you, and there's nothing that you could do about it. So number one, the reason why we give is because you love God first. You love God first, so that's the reason why you should give. Number two, you give 10% or more faithfully. That means that you need to be consistent. I need everybody to look at me real quick. Put those phones down. Stop doing what you're doing. You're not going to. Thank you. That's so polite. Thank you. You give 10% or more faithfully. Also, number three, you give to help our community. This is the reason why we're doing what we're doing. Amen. We were able to open up a business because of your obedience. Amen. And we're able to hire people from the community. Now we're almost up to 3 employees because of what you guys are doing and how you're sowing into the community. Amen. So it's not going down a rabbit hole. It's actually being poured and reinvested back in our community. But we need to stay consistent because the daycare is not the only one that we want to do. We want to do others. Number four says give to be blessed by God. Don't expect for nothing to happen. Expect that God will bless you because of your obedience, not to Pastor Martin, but to God himself. Also, number five, give as an act of service. Many times when we come to church, we come to church looking for what we need and what we can get out of somebody else. But I'm reminded of this one particular saying that strong people can only give out so much without reciprocation. Reciprocation is necessary in the church world. It's necessary in your marriage. Amen. One person can't just do it all and the other person is just sitting there talking about, so, well, you need to do more. Amen. 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 I know everybody was looking at Aisha Curry and Steph Curry's relationship this particular weekend about insecurities and vulnerabilities and all the other stuff like that. You know what solves all of that? Reciprocation towards one another. In other words, if somebody's feeling some kind of way, the other person pours into them and pours into them until those areas are healed. And then after a while, that person will be like, you know, I want to return some of that back to you. I don't want to be a emotional vampire and just drain you of everything and then not give anything in return. Likewise, you can't do that inside of the house of the Lord because we are the bride of Christ. We are the church. So the same way that you do your household is the same way you do it up in here. Up in here. All right. Well, I think I touched a nerve there. Speaking of that, let me go ahead and give you a plug. We are going to have a marriage retreat called Take the Mic Conference that's talking about management of money, intimacy, as well as communication. Those three things are the trifecta in relationships. Amen. And it's also very pivotal inside of the church as well. All right. Money, intimacy, and communication. All right. I just gave it a little plug because I be the plug. All right. Number six, give because it is good ground. This is a good church. No doubt about that. Number seven, give with great expectation that God is going to do more and he's going to do greater. And then number eight, give gladly with a loving heart. Yes. Amen. Give gladly with a loving heart. We are your family. We are here together as the people of God that's trying to do something great in this community. Amen. We had such a glorious time on Easter. But guess what? There's church going on between Easter and Christmas, y'all. it's a 99.999% chance that we're going to have church next week.
Amen.
Amen. So don't forget us. Always remember that. Amen. Amen. So those are the reasons why you give. So go ahead and get a seed in your hand, as well as those of you that are watching online. I know that as being the pastor of this church for 9 years, it'll be 10 years. Lord, have mercy. I know that today is a mixed day. There are some people that are rejoicing because their mothers are still here. There are some people who feel some kind of way because their mothers are here, but they don't have a good relationship with them. And then there's others that are missing their moms because they have gone on to glory. My spiritual father, Bishop Vaughn McLaughlin, lost his mother several years ago, and he still feels this day with a certain level of intensity. I had one of my pastor friends who lost his mother just a couple of months ago. And I was in the movies with my son, and he just texted me, and he was just basically crying out to me, because he was like, I couldn't talk to him because I was in the middle of the movies or whatnot. But then when I texted him just yesterday morning, he was saying, Pastor, I just needed somebody to talk to. I was having a moment. Because you know that Mother's Day is coming up, and this is my first one being without her. So I don't know what that feels like. But one day I will know what that feels like. I can't empathize with you, but I do know what pain feels like. So for every person in here who has lost their mother, I pray God's peace with you. I pray God's comfort over you. I pray that the Father's love will be shed all over you and all around you, so that your heart will be filled, not just with how much you miss her, but how much you can celebrate the good things and the wonderful memories that you have about her. Amen. 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 So to those of you, once again, happy Mother's Day. Go ahead and get a seed in your hand. Once again, this is a great time to sow and give. Give for your mama, please, Lord. She loves Jesus. She's the main reason why many of you all are even here, because she was praying for your hard-headed self. You wouldn't listen to no one else. But mama's the one who bails you out. Mama's the one who brought you into this world. Mama's the one who birthed you. Mama's the one who keeps daddy from tearing a hole in your butt. Mama is there for a reason. She is there as an earthly intercessory ministry. I know that's the case in my house, for sure enough. So go ahead and give on behalf of mama in this particular place today. Amen. For those of you that are watching online, you can also sow on one of two ways. Either go to our website, www.divinetruth.cc.org, or you can also just mail in your offering to our particular address at 350 Anchor Road, Suite 1050 in the beautiful city of Castleberry, Florida. As for us, y'all folk inside of here, don't ignore me. Let me get up all in your grill. You got also three ways. You can use the first one if you don't want to give up, get up. But the second one is our square card reader, and we have our kiosk in the back with Sister Yolanda, and also Brother Penn will be over there as well. And then finally, we have our offering envelopes as well. So don't look down. Don't start looking all around. You are needed too. Amen. Let's have a good push. We didn't have such a good, what was it, April? We didn't have such a good April. We got by the skin of our teeth. And that's because the people who normally give did not give. And that's not good. So remember, we are a church that's on the move, but we're not the hugest church in the world. All right. We don't have thousands of people. This is not a mega church. So yes, your giving does have an impact, all right? Be consistent, reciprocate, be blessed, people of God. Father, we thank you now. We honor you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, bless these, your people, some 30, some 60, even 100-fold, as they sow the seed into good ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be blessed, people of God.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord God, you're higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Well, once again, we'd like to welcome you to Divine Truth Christian Center, where God wants your dreams and visions realize. Lord have mercy, it is preaching time. It is preaching time. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited about the word as it gets ready to go forth on this wonderful and blessed Sunday morning. And we pray that you're able to hear the word and receive the word. And then you'll be on your way so you can go ahead and stuff mama's stomach and sit around the table like little olive branches, as the scripture says, so that you can fellowship one with another. Cherish the time that you have with your mother's, if she is still alive. Give her her roses. If you don't feel like calling her, call her. Text her. Even if you're not getting along. It's not about what the other person does. It's about what you do. Amen. Share the love of Christ. Amen. Well, today I'm stepping down. I want to drop that bomb on you. I'm stepping down from the pulpit for one Sunday. And we're going to have Lady Martin come up. And she will be giving and delivering the word on this wonderful and blessed Sunday morning. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. See, one of the things I know about this great woman of God is that when she speaks, people listen. And so I'm so thankful to God for her. When I asked her on yesterday, I said, are you going to be able to preach tomorrow? Because, you know, I think they need to hear from the spiritual mother of our house. And she was like, maybe. And I was like, that's classic Lady Martin. So I had a little teeny tiny message just prepared just in case. But it was woefully unprepared. So I was praying this morning that you would follow through with your promise. Because I did not have no word for this morning. I would just have been like, watermelon, watermelon. And I would have kept on singing all the way until 12:15. But thanks be to God, you covered me, and may your wings be open this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Come on, put your hands together. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. He is greater, he's stronger, he's powerful, he's mightier than anything that can come against us. Father, we just thank you for allowing us to come together once again in your presence. Father, we just thank you for everyone that is gathered here today to celebrate not only our mothers, Father, but to worship you, to honor you, and to exalt your holy name, God. Father, will you? I ask that you touch my lips right now, God, that it may be a mouthpiece for you, that you may get the glory out of everything that I say, God. Father, I ask you to touch the people's ears that they may be able to hear, God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I would just like to say good morning to all of our members, to all of the guests that are here today, and also to our online guests. We are so thankful and so grateful that you took this time out before you take your mothers out and stuff their faces. You took this time out to celebrate and to honor God. And so we're going to get right into the word of God this morning. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm not. I'm really not. So I don't have the preacher's length. I will not be before you long. But we're going to open up with our scripture from 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. You should see it on your screen. And it says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. Some of the traveling teachers recently returned and made me very happy by telling me about your faithfulness and that you are living according to the truth. I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth." And the title of today's message is Raising Eagles a mother's dream. Raising eagles, a mother's dream. And I'm going to capitalize on that fourth verse again, where it says, I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. And so we are here this morning to celebrate Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a day that you get to show your mom or the mother of your children how grateful you are that she is in your life. Mothers are the emotional backbones of the family. They provide the holding place for everyone's feelings and do their best to keep us from being hurt. Those of you who are mothers, I want you to think back with me for a moment to that time when you first realized that you were going to be a mom. For us, it was the sonogram. As the outline of my son's head got clearer and clearer and bigger and bigger and bigger, as I saw that tiny heart beating as if to scream out, "Mom, life as you know it is over." I was officially a mom. So for me, some things came instinctively, like caring for the newborn, how to hold the baby. But reality really hits when you start to think, what are you going to do when they learn how to walk? They're going to tear up everything. Or even worse, when they learn how to drive. Lord Jesus, I can't even imagine Jaden driving. So being a mom is a really big deal. God is entrusting you with a life. One day you're holding them in your arms, they're helpless, looking to you for everything. Then comes the first day of school. As your little girl or little boy steps on the bus and you feel like part of your heart is being torn, I'll never forget when Andre III was going to his first day of kindergarten. He walked through, they had balloons and they were celebrating the first day of kindergarten. And he was so excited, he walked in with his little book bag and his little lunchbox and he was on his way. And I was like, I don't get a hug or anything. He's like, bye, Mom. And that was it. And so I'm standing there like all other mothers, like, wow, this is really it. We have to entrust them to someone else. And so it was time for me to learn how to let go. So the first day of school is the first time you feel like your heart is being torn out right in front of you. And then there's the first dance. Now, Jaden, he went to his fifth grade dance. I was like, okay. I wasn't quite worried about that. But Andre's eighth grade dance is coming up. And Lord, y'all better pray for me right now, because these little girls are so bold, and much more bold. Why are you smiling, D2? Much more bold than we were when we were coming up. I know when we were coming up, the boys were over here, the girls were over here. I don't want to talk to you, and you don't talk to me, and we do our thing. But now they're talking about dates and taking pictures together and matching outfits and all that. And I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm not ready for this. So y'all please pray for me. And then they're going to go off to college, get married, and then eventually call you and ask if you prefer to be called grandma, nana, or nanny. So life as a mom is a constant roller coaster of emotions. And today, I want to tell you about a few of our spiritual mothers, a few of our mothers are spiritual giants, to encourage you that if they can do it, you can do it too. And so we're going to look in Genesis chapter 11, verse 30, and you'll see it on your screen. Genesis chapter 11, verse 30, and it says, "But Sarai was unable to become pregnant and had no children." So the first woman of God we're going to talk about is Sarai, or her name was later translated into Sarah. Sarah was unable to become pregnant and had no children. So this grieved both Sarah and Abraham. And in Genesis 15, when the word of the Lord came to Abraham, he answered, "What will you give me, Lord, since you have not given me an heir?" God tells him to look at the stars in the sky, for that would be the number of his offspring. Can you imagine that? God telling you, look up at the stars of the sky. And when you're sitting here for 90 years, not being able to give birth, but God is still telling you that you will give birth. And Abraham and Sarah, they waited for 15 years before God renewed his promise, and 10 more years before the promise was fulfilled, and Sarah bore a son, Isaac. So even though Sarah lacked faith and laughed at the idea that God could do what he promised, he fulfilled his promise according to his plan. So we call Sarah the mother who waited. Can you imagine waiting that long for a blessing? Sarah tried to believe the promise, but she had doubts until it finally came into fruition. Then she laughed with joy at what the Lord has done. So let me encourage you this morning, because some of you have received a promise from God and you are still waiting, wondering, how long, Lord, how long? Well, let me encourage you. Just like Sarah, God promised me a childcare center almost 15 years ago. And when I saw this, I was amazed at what God was revealing to me. I was so excited. I created my business plan. We started looking at potential locations. I earned my certification in childcare management and even registered my business name. But also like Sarah, I took a detour because I was tired of waiting on God. I lost faith. I gave up. I explored working in other daycare centers, but it just wasn't for me. Then I started pursuing other careers, only to come right back to the promise that God had told me. And now, through Truth Learning Academy, His promise has been fulfilled. So I thank God for the mother that waited. Amen. The second mother I want to talk about is in Exodus chapter 1, verse 6 through 16. Exodus 1, verse 6 through 16. And it says, in time, Joseph and all his brothers died, ending that entire generation. But their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and grandchildren. In fact, they multiplied so greatly that they became extremely powerful and filled the land. Eventually, a new king came to power in Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph or what he had done. He said to his people, look, the people of Israel now outnumber us and are stronger than we are, talking about God's promises. We must make a plan to keep them from growing even more. If we don't, and if war breaks out, they will join our enemies and fight against us. Then they will escape from the country. So the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor. They forced them to build the cities of Pithom and Ramses as supply centers for the king. But the more the Egyptians oppressed them, the more the Israelites multiplied and spread, and the more alarmed the Egyptians became. So the Egyptians worked the people of Israel without mercy. They made their lives bitter, forcing them to mix mortar and to make bricks and do the work in the fields. They were ruthless in their demands. Then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, gave his order to the Hebrew midwives, Shiphrah and Puah. When you help the Hebrew women as they give birth, watch as they deliver. If the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live. And so we want to talk about today, Jochebed, the mother with a plan. So we're going to jump to Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 8. And it says, about this time, a man and woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months. I'm talking about raising eagles now. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in the basket and laid it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. The baby's sister then stood at a distance watching to see what would happen to him. Soon Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe in the river, and her attendants walked along the riverbank. When the princess saw the basket among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it for her. When the princess opened it, she saw the baby. The little boy was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This must be one of the Hebrew children, she said. Then the baby's sister approached the princess. Should I go and find one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? She asked. Yes, do that, the princess replied. So the girl went and called the baby's mother. So this baby that I'm talking about this morning was named Moses, and his mother was Jochebed. See, Jochebed was determined to find a way to save her son, and God blessed her plan. Not only was her son saved from death because of her obedience, she was able to nurse him and raise him. Her son Moses then became a titan in the faith. She raised an eagle, y'all. Known as the emancipator and lawgiver of Israel, he was also a scholar, a soldier, a statesman, and a saint. And not only that, but he was one of the two men who were sent back to confer with Christ on the Mount of Configuration. So let's look at Matthew 17, 1 through 3. Matthew 17, 1 through 3. Yes, I don't have my glasses, so. It says, 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and his two brothers, James and John, and led them up a high mountain to be alone. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed so that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And suddenly, Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. And so this transfiguration of Jesus that I'm talking about is an event that happened in the New Testament when Jesus was transfigured and he became so radiant in glory upon a mountain. And on that mountain, Jesus begins to shine with bright rays of light. But the prophets, Moses and Elijah, appeared next to him, and he speaks with them. So this is what was in God's plan the entire time when the Pharaoh tried to kill all of the little boys. Jochebed said, no, I am not afraid of Pharaoh. I am going to trust God because God has a plan for my son's life. And so mothers, let this be an encouragement to you that when God places a child, gives you a child, and he tells you what to do, you follow him completely obedient to his word. That child may stray. Moses, he did some things he wasn't supposed to do. However, he became a great titan because his mother, Jochebed, followed God's plan. So Jochebed is the mother with a plan. So if God tells you to do something, no matter how difficult it may seem, having faith and being obedient may be vital to your very survival. Amen. And the third mother and the last mother that I'm going to talk about is in 1 Samuel 1, 1 through 6. And it says, there was a man named Elkanah who lived in Ramah in the region of Zuph in the hill country of Ephraim. He was a son of Joraham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph of Ephraim. And I probably messed up all of those names. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get to the point. Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of Heaven's armies at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at the time were the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. On the days Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to Peninnah and each of her children. And though he loved Hannah, he would only give her one choice portion because she had no children. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. And so we're talking about today Hannah, the mother who kept her promise. So Hannah was married to a man who loved her very, very much, but he also had another wife. The wife was able to bear children, but in Samuel chapter 1, verse 5 through 6, we learned that the Lord had closed Hannah's womb for a time, for a moment, for a season. The rival wife provoked Hannah continually, but Hannah would go to the house of the Lord and pray. Her husband tried to console her several times, saying, don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? But Hannah prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She was angry, y'all. She wanted a child so bad and did not understand why. This is, I'm worshiping you. I'm honoring you. I'm obedient to you. I'm doing everything that you asked for me to do, but yet you still will not open my womb. And so she wept bitterly. She was very angry. How can Peninnah be blessed? She's not worshiping you like I'm worshiping you. I gave you my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole soul. I gave you all of me, but yet you still won't give me the one thing that I desire. But God had a plan. She made a vow to God when she was in her prayer. And she said, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And no razor will ever be used on his head. And the Lord blessed Hannah. And she gave birth to a son and named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. So she did just as she promised, and when the boy was old enough, she took him to the house of the Lord, and she dedicated him. And that is why many times you see us with a child dedication service, how we give our children back to God, because we understand that it was God who blessed us with the children in the first place. He was the one that opened our womb to be able to allow us to bring forth a child, and so we give them back to him. And the boy that she raised, named Samuel, he lived a life dedicated to the Lord. He was a great and powerful prophet. He was an eagle, y'all. And he would go on to lead the people of Israel, anointing Israel's first and second kings, Saul and David. So these are three women that raised three powerful giants. They raised eagles because of their obedience to the Lord. And so in conclusion, as I'm coming around the mountain, as Pastor Martin says, this encourages us to always give our children back to God, the one who gave him to us in the beginning. While we hold our children tightly around our heart, we have to release them to grow in Christ at their own pace. As we are watching our babies grow into young men and into young women, we don't know who they will grow up to be. We could be raising doctors, we could be raising lawyers, we could be raising astronauts, we could be raising presidents, we can be raising scientists. We do not know who they will grow up to be. But it is our responsibility as mothers to pray to God to protect them and to lead them in the direction of his will. See, there's no such thing as a perfect mother. I don't care who you are. You will never be a perfect mother. You will never have all the answers. And if you ever think about the failures that you have made as a mother, think back to Eve, our very first mother. She didn't know anything. She didn't have a blueprint. She didn't have direction. She didn't know which way to go. All she had was God speaking to her and telling her what to do. And if you walk in that same calling, you too will be the perfect mother for your children. Okay, does that make sense? All right. So again, once again, there is no such thing as the perfect mother, but the mother who puts her trust in God continues to be perfected by the grace of God. She is invaluable to the kingdom of Christ due to her influence on the next generation. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, every godly mother is a blessing to her children and her children's children. Amen. Amen. And now, as I close, I would like to take a moment. Thank you. That was perfect. I would like to take a moment to show appreciation to all the mothers in here today. So would you please stand if you are a mother? And I would like the young lions. We all know that there's a saying that say diamonds are the girl's best friend. Well, unfortunately, that's not in our budget. But we will offer the next best thing, and that is chocolate. So as the young lions are passing out your gift, I would like to say thank you to all of the mothers. Thank you for being the emotional backbones of the family. Thank you for having the magic touch to help us heal our wounds, physical and emotional. Thank you for working so hard and making so many sacrifices so our lives would be better. And thank you for supporting our dreams when no one else will. And finally, to our mothers who have transitioned, thank you for everything you have taught us. You have taken us as far as you could, and now God will do the rest. We will keep your memory alive by holding on to the best parts of you and raising our children to love God and stay faithful to his plans for our life. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. And as the gifts are being passed out, we have another special presentation by our very own Sister Yolanda Marshall. China, if you wanted to say a little bit about our presentation.
All right. And as she's coming, I'm just gonna take a look in my little basket. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is gonna be delicious. So if you don't mind coming forth and saying a little bit about what you would like to present.
You know, I'm gonna stand right here. Good evening, y'all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house. This is something I've been working on for you all for ever since last year. I'm gonna get you, Rick, just hold on. If the guys would please help. Oh, well, no, still come China. I prefer to be in the back. I'm really not. I'll be nervous up here. Okay, Jenna. I just have a little something for you ladies. And I do hope you like it. Jenna, first, you want to give, but you want to stop later on. Okay, no. Let him do it.
I'm going to do it.
And she has no embarrassment when it comes to giving these boys instructions. She will get them straight.
Lady Martin. What a fan. Where's her fan? Where's her fan? Oh, you don't get a fan. I think, I think I might need to pass these out for myself because these guys is not doing right. Hey. Let me see that one. That one goes to Amanda. No. Green. I don't know who did mine. That's an extra. Oh. Here you go. Beautiful. Miss Jasmine, I didn't do great. Because gray is dull, so I just made it silver. Okay, there's still life in that silver. Your life in that silver. Let me see. Okay, I had a lot of sisters in here that love pink. Royal blue. Where's my other pink mother? The ladies that I made for, they baby, you gonna have to hold that right. You can't grab that like that. You can't grab that like that. You gonna, that thing gonna hit the floor? Yeah, I'm gonna be real upset with you. Green. I don't see them. I don't see the ladies who didn't get one. Purple. anybody else? Because I don't want to leave anybody out, even if you're a visitor. Those are for visitors.
You get yours,
Alicia. That's it? That's everybody?
All right, I think we got all of it. For those of you that are watching online that we're giving away these Mother's Day gifts, God bless you. Hopefully that you enjoy some things, but one of the things that we want those that are present and even those that may be watching to this particular evening to realize is that we're a giving and a loving church. And we don't want anybody to be left out, even if you don't attend here on a regular basis. All right. So we want to pass the peace, but we have one more. One more. Can my sons, Andre and Jaden, Papa Doc, and Jiffy Pop, we want to present these two gifts to you for my children. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be frank. My wife is so nosy. We don't even try to hide no more. But God bless you. God keep you. And you got anything to say? Come on up here and say something for your mom. Come on up here. You too, Andre. Come on up here. We got to get y'all while y'all small, because when you get 18 years old, 19, 20, I won't be able to beat you no more. So go ahead and do it now.
Thank you. You've been a great mother. Thank you for letting me do all types of things inside my school. I thank you for participating for my next party for the school. I thank you for teaching me the right discipline on how to do things and how to be a right man inside the house. And I just appreciate you.
Mom, I thank you for coming to all my baseball games and being the loudest mom and the most energetic mom out there, and for always like being there when I strike out and making sure that I shake it off. And I thank you for being there every day.
Amen. Amen. We try. And we got the championship too. She's wearing Jaden's ring. They won the championship yesterday. Andre also played in the championship in his first season yesterday as well. But it didn't work out too good, but they both had a good time and they had a great time. In regards to that, I thought it was amazing to have two sons and two championships. If y'all go to the pros, remember us. Paralyzed. Don't forget us. Don't forget us. But I also wanted to personally honor, just like I talked about my mother today, but I also wanted to honor the mother of my children, my baby mama. Amen. Amen. Lady Martin, I appreciate you. I love you as the mother of our children. Lord have mercy. Sometimes they just take me from limb, but she is the sweetness in the house. I'm rough around the edges. I am the papa don't take that mess type. So she balances me out. So thank you for being the balance, being the Kool-Aid to my sugar. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God bless you. All of the ladies that are in here, God bless you. God keep you. I couldn't say anything else. I just went hood from 0 to 100 real quick right there. So all of the mothers that are in here, God bless you. God keep you. Even those of you that will be mothers one day, your time will come. Trust me when I tell you, your time will come. So I appreciate you. I love you. And happy Mother's Day to you. Consider yourselves dismissed. Fellas, go ahead and make those reservations right now and move on forward. Sugar the Kool-Aid. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for correcting me in service. Father, thank you for this time. We love you, Lord God, and we honor you. We bless your holy name. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Drive safely. Take mama out. Oh, we got one more thing. One more thing. Oh, Lord. Hold on.
Excuse me, Pastor. Y'all don't forget? Whoever was in this raffle with this big blue and white man, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all don't want that? Y'all don't want it? Because I can take your money and the basket right back to the house. Whoever was part of it, do y'all want it? All right. Let's go ahead.
Oh, so we have a raffle outside in the hallway for the baskets that are out there. Woo! Y'all better go ahead and get it. Y'all gonna get in trouble. I felt so around my legs for a minute. I felt I was gonna get the extension cords. I felt it like right here in this area. We gonna get the raffle. So go ahead and participate out in the raffle. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. And all to my fathers in there. Don't forget, Father's Day is coming up as well. I want you in the house of the Lord. I want all of my men to stand strong. God bless you. God keep you. Consider yourselves dismissed. Y'all got out extra early today. And that's just what mamas do. They give you a chance when daddy won't. God bless you.